we do here. And then we also have the enrichment program, which is a group of people that either don't want to work or, you know, don't have the ability to work. And then we also have our employment services branch, where we try to get people out and work in the community.
Well, John, let's talk about how you got into, you know, this profession, and specifically your job here at Hettlinger.
Well, I've been doing this. I've been in the field for almost 30 years, and I started out, you know, again, this is DSP week, and I started out kind of working there and got some education and, you know, just really, really enjoyed it. It's one of those jobs where, you know, it's not for everybody, but if it's what you like to do, it really can be rewarding. And luckily, about 7 years ago, I was fortunate enough to get the position that I have now, and I love about every minute of it.
What is it about the job that you find so rewarding? Let me ask you that.
Oh, it's the people, for sure. I mean, it's just the people that we work for, and, you know, that come here, and our clients, they're just amazing people, absolutely amazing.
What are, I guess, how many people, I guess, right now are on the direct services side of Hettlinger, and what are some of the different ways that you're able to help them?
I would say we're down in numbers, which I think a lot of people are. You know, the pandemic kind of put the whoop down on us. We've got about 50 to 60 full and part-time individuals that come here, and, you know, there's a whole wide variety of needs that we provide and help with. We have people that can come in here and do just about every job that we have, and then we have people that they just have one specific thing they like to do. So it's about trying to help them feel, you know, confident and happy about what they're doing here.
And talking with John Gossman, Director of Day Services at Hettlinger Developmental Services. This is Direct Support Professionals Week. Well, John, what are some of your daily duties, your responsibilities?
Well, it's overseeing the whole thing. It's just, you know, I think that's one of the reasons I've lasted so long, is that day to day you have no idea what you're going to – there's so many variables, you know, that can come up every day. I have about 7 or 8 direct support professionals that work directly under me, and, you know, that we have it's always challenging to get people in here and get the right people in here to work. And, you know, a lot of times, and again, since the pandemic, everybody's job titles and duties have kind of changed. I mean, just today, I just got back from driving the bus route because I had somebody off. And, you know, it's a lot of times I'm kind of the hole filler.
The hole filler.
The utility guy.
utility infielder.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Nice. You mentioned here about, you know, the numbers down a little bit, but are you seeing some indications that here, as we continue to emerge from COVID, that your numbers may be coming back? And talk also a little bit about maybe the energy in the building with the Planting Hope greenhouse project, which is continuing forward.
We had to close. KDAD's mandated that we had to close down in March of 2020, and then as we were able to open up again, probably back in June, I believe, was when we were able to start bringing people back. You know, it was just a slow influx of people, and there were a lot of people that had some concerns, and, you know, guardians and family members. It was a tough decision to decide whether you're gonna, you know, if you remember how everybody felt back then. It was by June of 2020, it was still, you know, pretty new and going full force. So there were a lot of people that were a little reticent to come back. But yeah, we slowly started to kind of improve our numbers, which is good. And the Planting Hope thing's just been incredible. It's been quite a show around here. We've had cranes and equipment, and, you know, the individuals have all been very flexible on. Sometimes we have exits that we can't use or areas in the building we can't be, and everybody's done really well with that.
And you'd mentioned here, too, just about the process here. How soon is it going to be before everything is not only online and finished, but everything just simply opens up here to your Hettlinger clients?
Oh, gosh. In the beginning, when it started the spring, there was a lot of rain that set them back. But we just... Three or four of us just got a big tour of the greenhouse about a week and a half ago and saw it's pretty much finished, I believe. And it is amazing the things that are, you know, it's able to do and what it's going to provide to the people that come here is just going to be incredible. But as far as the completion date, I think we're getting closer, but I don't know exactly when it's all going to be completed.
And you have a new director that's going to be starting out there, I understand, too, huh?
We do. Today is her first day. We're all excited. We got to meet her last week, and you know, we're very excited about that. It's hard to replace somebody like Trudy, and I think, you know, we're all ready for a learning process and a change. But yeah, I think it's going to be a great thing.
Yeah, we'll try to get the new director on with us here next week or two here on KVUE to talk about the, you know, goals and objectives and things like that.
Yeah.
I did want to ask you too, John, as we continue and get set to wrap things up about, you know, you mentioned here about the numbers of the clients through Hettlinger, but talk about staff, because I'm assuming that you're, like a lot of employers here across the area, there's been a struggle to keep staff. There's been a issues recruiting staff in a lot of different sectors and avenues. How are you able to maintain things right now, or are you kind of in the boat of everybody else right now?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a $64,000 question. We do subcontract work for a lot of the bigger companies here in town, and this has been such a fascination of mine. Every single person that I talk to, no matter what industry it is, everybody is in the same boat. It's just trying to get, you know, people in here and people that want to work, and everybody is struggling, not just this field, but, I mean, everybody that I've talked to. And, you know, there's been a lot of – we ended up raising our starting pay pretty significantly, which, you know, you've got to remain competitive, you know, salary-wise.
Sure.
And we bumped our pay up for our workers that have been here for a while, in this field, a significant amount. And we did see some improvement. And, you know, I think we actually have an interview today, later today. We're one or two people short right now. So, you know, I wish I had an answer for that. That's why I talk to everybody. I'm waiting for somebody to finally tell me how to make it work. But I have not gotten that answer yet. So.
I'd love to know that, too. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's amazing. I don't know.
And John Gossman with us here. And Jill Burton, by the way, is the new director out at Hettlinger, taking over for Trudy Hutchinson, who had been there for decades. Did very fine work with Hettlinger. We are certainly going to miss Trudy. I understand that, too, somewhere down the road here soon, I think you're going to see your friend Ken Schnackenberg and friends with Big Field Day out there.
They're
coming up
bet.
On Tuesday, huh?
Yeah, you bet. That's something we're looking forward to. I can't remember if we missed 1 or 2 years due to COVID, but it was, you know, it's something that we all look forward to. And, it, you know, the fact that Kent really kind of went out of his way to facilitate it and make it happen has just been a great thing, and we all really enjoy it.
Outstanding. Well, anything else, John, that you wanted to bring up here before we wrap things up here this morning? Because that's pretty much all the questions that I think that we had here for you today.
Yeah, no, I want to extend a personal thank you to all our direct care workers here. And you know, I try every day to let them know how much I appreciate them. And hopefully this will be a week we can sort of celebrate that. And we're looking forward to it.
Outstanding.
You know, if you don't know John, he's the guy that's always in a good mood. You know that?
Yeah, well, thank you.
I
try. Yeah.
You do.
Good deal.
Kind of a prerequisite here, I think. Yeah.
Well, John, thanks for all you do. Thanks for your time this morning.
You bet. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good day. John Gossman at Hettlinger, Director of Day Services out there, does great work. He does.
Yeah, and Hettlinger as a whole does great work as well, and it'll be very exciting to see.